Well, we're thankful to be here at the meeting and have enjoyed being here. And trust the Lord will bless and help us. I'd like to share a few thoughts I feel like the Lord's been talking to me about. And hopefully it'll be a help and a blessing to us this morning. We sure appreciate prayer. I'd like to start out in the book of Genesis, the 32nd chapter. Genesis, the 32nd chapter, and I'd like to look at Jacob's life a little bit this morning. Jacob, you remember he got into trouble by the help of his dear mother. And he had fled and he had found a wife and had children. But the time came back for him to go back home. And of course we know at home was his brother Esau, who he had cheated. And so here he's going to face Esau. And I'd like to read in verse 24. It said, "And Jacob was left alone, and there wrestled a man with him until the breaking of the day. And when he saw that he prevailed not against him, he touched the hollow of his thigh. And the hollow of Jacob's thigh was out of joint as he wrestled with him. And he said, Let me go, for the day breaketh. And he said, I will not let thee go, except thou bless me. And he said unto him, What is thy name? And he said, Jacob. And he said, Thy name shall be called no more Jacob, but Israel. For as a prince hast thou power with God, and with men, and hast prevailed." I've recognized this in my life, and perhaps you have too, that God will bring us face to face with ourselves. Many times, if we are not careful in life, we can spend a lifetime of hiding, running, making excuses. And I find today that the longer that I've lived, the more I've seen this, that many people live their entire lives that way. Fear. Making excuses. Hiding. The Lord is always, He wants to bring us into places, and I find that He's faithful to do that. He wants us to bring us into places where we begin to see ourselves. And I know He wrestled here with a man. That's what it's telling us. But I've had many places in my life like this too. I wasn't physically wrestling with a man, but in my heart and my spirit, I was wrestling with myself and who I am. Jacob's mother, she was the one that told him to go cover his arms. You remember, to go kill a goat and cover his arms and go unto father to get the blessing. Jacob's name means a supplanter or a deceiver. And that's who Jacob was. Jacob, you know, we are affected by our upbringing more many times than what we realize. The example that we see before us, I believe it's said that more is caught than taught. Just the mannerisms of our life many times reflect our parents. I didn't grow up with my earthly father. My grandfather was somebody I admired and respected, and I can see many of his characteristics in my life now. I had no way of realizing how powerful that was back in my childhood. But it leaves an imprint, and Jacob's life was the same. His mother's influence had an effect on his life. We also see that Jacob's children, they deceived Jacob, didn't they? Remember the story of Joseph? Jacob had to face many things in his life, and I believe God allows that. I believe he's not only wrestling, he's getting ready to meet Esau. He's meeting his past. He's meeting the deeds that he's done. He's coming face to face with the consequences of his choices and decisions. And he recognizes, I need help. And he wrestled here, and I believe today there's places in our life that as we live for the Lord, that God will begin to reveal to us and show us how we've been affected in our lives coming up and the influences that have been in our lives. And it goes sometimes, it's so deep that many times it's on a subconscious level. There are many things that trigger strong feelings and emotions in us, and sometimes we don't know why. But many times it's because of what has happened in the past, the things that we've been exposed to, the things that have touched our life. And I'm thankful today that God wants to minister to those places. He wants to minister to those deep places of our life that have been affected. Maybe it was no fault of our own. Many times it wasn't. But we still have to deal with it. We still have to acknowledge, and I feel like this is what Jacob was doing. He was wrestling, he was dealing with what he was having to face. And like I said before, many times people never do that. They just continue to run. They continue to make excuses. They continue to hide behind different things that keep people from knowing who they are or their real struggles in their heart and their life and where they're really at. Human nature can be so deceptive. The human heart can be so deceitful. Lord, help us today to be open and exposed and allow the Lord to visit us and allow the Lord to minister to those deep places of our heart that maybe we're ashamed of or afraid of, afraid to talk about, afraid what people will think. Lord, help us to have an openness that God can minister to those places. I wanted to share just a little bit my mother was, I'll just say, abused as a young child, no fault of her own. And I know her, the world is filled with hurting people. The world is filled with brokenhearted people. People that are wounded in their spirit, in their heart. My mother, it created that, it was abuse and neglect. My mother's father passed away at a young age. My grandmother was left to survive. And I heard different times my mother was left by herself for long periods. As a young child, as a young girl, my grandmother had to go out and plow in the fields to survive. That created strong feelings. My mother always... She always felt down inside that she was on the outside. She always felt that people really didn't care for her. She always felt neglected and always looking in. That's what wounds do to us. The deep inner places of what we may not express those things outwardly, but it's what we feel and believe down in our hearts about ourselves. My mother, she never overcame that in her life. She lived her entire life feeling dirty and unwanted. Most of the men that are in prison today, they say over 90% of them have hatred and anger towards their earthly fathers. Neglect, emotional, verbal abuse, physical abuse. Little comments like, you can't ever do anything right. You know, those words can be spoken so quickly out of frustration, and the parent may not ever really even mean it. But it strikes deep into a child's heart. And it wounds their spirit. And it begins to cause them to think in certain ways. And I noticed that the enemy of our soul, he likes to inject his lies through our woundedness. He likes to poison our minds through our brokenness and our woundedness. And he gets us to think, that's the way I am. My mother also believed that she was the black sheep of the family. That's what she believed down in her heart. That she was the black sheep. She was the one that just couldn't be redeemed. Couldn't be, I can't be good. The devil told her that. The enemy lied to her. Like he does so many people in their lives today. And causes them to believe that I can't. And he creates deep feelings and emotions. But I'm thankful today that the Lord, the Holy Spirit, wants to minister. And you know, we can pass Right now, I'm old enough to see my children are... Nathan the other day came to me and he said, Kara is like you. She was trying to do some painting and she wasn't satisfied with the color. And she's being, and he said, she's particular just like you are. You know, Nathan, he goes in, he just, doesn't matter. Get it painted. It's done. But we pass those tendencies on down to our children, good and bad. And then our children have to deal with it. But I'm thankful today the Lord can help us if we're willing to face. And that's hard, isn't it? To face the truth of who we are. Sometimes it doesn't look very pretty. I just mentioned a little bit, some people spend their lives hiding. You know, deceit many times is a cover-up because they don't want people to know who they really are. You know, hypocrisy, pretending to be someone that I'm really not, can come from that. It's a cover because I'm afraid, or I'm ashamed, or I feel guilty. I believe in our Christian life, I believe the Lord, every one of us, I believe He'll do with us just like He did with Jacob. He'll bring us full circle. And at those times, we can keep running. We can ignore of who I really am. And I don't believe just placing all the blame on our parents and saying this is the way I am just because my parents and make an excuse. I don't believe that. But being responsible, taking responsibility for where I'm at and facing that. There's a scripture in James. I want to turn to this scripture. James, the 4th chapter. James, the 4th chapter. I can get it here. And the 16th verse, he said, confess your faults one to another and pray one for another that you may be healed. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. I'm not telling you this morning to confess your faults to everybody. But I am saying this scripture, I believe it's teaching an openness. Being open. And when I'm open with my fellow man, I can be open with God. If I'm not open, if I don't ever open, see our earthly relationships is a reflection of our spiritual relationship. It's a reflection of where we're at spiritually. And it helps us to know. If I'm having trouble in my earthly relationships, doesn't mean it's always my fault, but I better open my heart and examine and look. And I began to pray, Lord, because it's so easy to say, it's not me. When sometimes it is us. And we don't see it yet. But he said, confess your faults one to another and pray one for another. And he said that you may be healed. If we put it out, if we put it out there, if we open up, the Lord is able to work with it. And he's able to help us. But if I continue to make excuses for myself and I continue to run and hide, then I'll never grow and become what the Lord wants me to become. I'll never become more Christ-like. I'll never know the joy and the peace of having him heal the inside, the broken heart, the bruised places of our lives. I believe that's what he came to do. I believe that's what the Lord came to do, is to heal those places in our lives that I can overcome, that I don't have to live my life being wounded, that I don't have to live my life allowing the enemy just to believe his lies and ruining my life. The Lord came to bring us victory and help and deliverance. I believe today, I believe in salvation, the forgiveness of sins. I believe in repentance and being born again. I believe in the infilling of the Holy Spirit. But I want to say today that is not the end. It's the beginning. The new birth is the beginning. We become a child into the kingdom of God. And then we begin to grow and we begin to learn. When they came to the land of Canaan, they didn't take the land all of it once. And he told them that. He said, you're going to take it little by little. There were strong, strong walled fortified places that looked impregnable, that looked like they were undefeatable, that looked like there was no way that they could overcome. I want to tell us something. There's going to be some places in our lives that look the same way. There's going to be some places in your experience where you struggle. And you're going to think, can I ever get victory? Can I ever overcome? I've failed in this area so many times, and I've prayed and I've prayed. Am I ever able to be able to overcome in this area of my life? The message that we have this morning, the good news, is that yes, we can. We can overcome. We can be victorious. We can live a life that's pleasing to God and have good fruit in our lives. But it's not an automatic thing just because I got saved and because I have the Holy Spirit in my life. It's the beginning. The Holy Spirit equips us to bring down those strong places in our lives. It enables us to bring down those things that we can't do. So many people, you think people just want to be bad intentionally? I don't believe they do. Most people in their lives, they want a happiness, they want a good life. Most Most people do. But why do they do things that destroy that? Why do they do things that destroy the very things that will bring them a good and happy life? It's because of the lies of the enemy and of their woundedness and the things that they feel inside. They struggle with that all their lives, and they try so hard many times to try to do better. They try to win. But the Lord has provided a way for us to win. He's provided the tools for us if we're willing to quit running, if we're willing to face ourselves and willing to say, this is, it's not my husband, it's not my children, it's not the church, it's me. You know, we need to look at the things that we do, that the way that we, when things arise, our reactions, how do we respond? What do we do? What's our thoughts? Are those thoughts producing, are they producing life? Are they producing good fruit? Are they producing a closer walk with God? Or are they damaging? Or are they causing me to hide even further? We need to look at the fruit. We need to look at the things, the way we treat life and the way that we look at it. How's it affecting me? How's it affecting my family? Is it bringing life? Is it bringing encouragement? Is it bringing good fruit? Or is it bringing death? Is it bringing heartache? Is it bringing more disappointment, more hurt? We need to ask ourselves these things. And Lord, help us to be willing to look in the mirror. The Lord can help us if we're honest. I wanted to get this scripture in 2 Corinthians. Second Corinthians, the 10th chapter. And verse 4, he said, For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. He said, casting down imaginations and every high thing. These are deep-seated thoughts. These are the things of what make us tick, what make us respond, and how we react to life. The Holy Spirit will help us. The Word of the Lord will help us. He'll give us scriptures to help us to recognize the truth and the high places and the fortified areas that the enemy has built in our lives. He'll help us to be able to recognize that they can come down. But He'll give us scriptures to fight with. He'll give us promises to hold on to. It'll be contrary many times to the way that we feel in our natural man. One of my struggles in life, I've had struggles of when people compliment me. I would feel like they were being deceitful with me.
Have you ever felt that way?
Because what they were telling me, I wasn't feeling inside. And I would question, and a lot of times I'd feel like, they've got an ulterior motive. What do they want? That's not good. We need, there is a place for us to receive encouragement. I believe that's what the word edify means. It means to build up, to brace, to establish. I know when we were framing our house, you know, you can put up those walls, the two befores, and it looks like you're doing, you know, it looks like things are happening. But you take those two befores and you can shake the whole house. You start at one corner and you just, until you start bracing the thing. Until you start putting the plywood on there that stabilizes the building. That's what edifying is. It's stabilizing spiritual lives. It's stabilizing people's experience. So that when things come and things happen, they're just not totally shaken. There's some stability there. But I had trouble accepting. I won't say that I still don't have some trouble with that. Brother Cliff Smith, he worked on me quite a bit. He said, Bob, just say thank you and go on. And I've worked on that. Sometimes I still struggle with that a little bit. It wasn't that they were being deceitful. It was something, a lack that I had in my own heart, in my own spirit. You know, the Holy Spirit, I believe, is given to help us to be able to see. To be able to see ourselves. It's not easy to see ourselves. It's easy to see other people. It's easy to see their weaks and their strengths, and we got it all figured out. But sometimes it's so hard to see our own. But I believe the Holy Spirit wants to bring those things to our attention. And He does that. You know, when you start married life and you live in close quarters with someone else, things start coming to the top, don't they? Things of how you, all your mannerisms, the way that you are, what you do, is just right there. And they've got to deal with it, and you gotta deal with theirs. You know, the Lord can help us. If we're honest, I've seen older couples sometimes that have, even among the people of God, that have been distant in their relationship, in their husband and wife relationship. And my heart weeps. Because sometimes people believe lies. And they get to the point where it can't be no better. And they quit trying. And then they just go through the form and the routines of married life. You know, we teach, it's for life. I believe that with all my heart. But the Lord wants us to have a happy home. He wants us to have a happy marriage. He wants us to be close to our spouses. He wants us to be able to open up and talk to them about anything in our lives. He wants us to be able to share our struggles, our victories, the things that we like, the things that we don't like. And it's something that doesn't just happen by itself. It's something that we've got to work at. But I'm confident today that the Lord can help and bless our homes, our marriages, our lives. He can be what they want them to be. But I think when I think about the land of Canaan, you remember, they went in and they got lots of land. But they didn't get all that God wanted them to have. Lord, help us today. Do we have all that we want today? Do we have the victory? Do we have that place of peace and rest in our spirit and oneness with God? Let's not allow the enemy to cheat us out of everything that God has for us in our lives. I know I was reading over there in Ephesians and it talked about the height and the breadth and the depth. I don't believe the Lord just wants us to live defeated and in this little place of being in subjection to all the enemies around about us. You know, he told Abraham, he said, lift up your eyes. Look every direction. You know, he gave Lot the first choice. He said, you choose. And Abraham probably had the feeling, well, I'll just take what's left over. But the Lord had so much more. He said, look, he said, I'll give you as far as you can see. I want to encourage us to lift up our eyes. Don't settle for something short. Even though it looks like the walls are impregnable and I'll never be able to, I want to encourage you this morning. Those things can come down if we open our hearts up to God. Those mighty walls of Jericho, they came down. Oh, I've seen it happen in lives. I've seen places where people were hemmed up and the walls came down. When they began able to get a hold of what the Holy Spirit was leading them to do. And they would begin to obey and follow that against all their feelings that told them they were going to fail and it was contrary to what they were feeling inside. The walls would come down in a moment's time. Our walls can come down. The Lord can enable us to be victorious today. And oh, Lord, help us today. I think about, and I believe today through that, when our walls come down, when those strongholds in our mind, those lies that the enemy, and you know the feeling, you know the things when you followed it, when you're running from the Lord, it never produces good fruit. Have you found that out? When I hide behind my excuses It never produces good fruit. But when I get honest with God and say, this is me. This is where I'm at. This is my struggle. I'm going to tell us something this morning. We're all human. We're all human here this morning. We all have a DNA. We all had earthly parents. We were all affected by the things that has happened around about us. The enemy would like, there's another scripture said, there's no temptation taking you but such as common to man. There are other people that struggle with what you struggle with. There are other people that are fighting some of the same battles. But I want to encourage us today, the Lord came to minister to those deep hidden places, the deep secrets, recesses of my heart and my spirit that no one else knows about. He came to minister to those places. And He came to heal them. I think about the scripture where He said in Luke, He talked about Luke, the 4th chapter. He said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because He hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. You know, to the poor, I believe that that means probably the financially poor also. But it's deeper. You know, sometimes people that are financially poor are so, they have some great needs many times in their hearts and lives. But I'm thinking about the poor in spirit. Those that have struggled trying to be good, trying to do what is right. The gospel came to them. Jesus came to bring the gospel to them. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted. Do you believe that this morning? Do you believe there's healing? Do you believe there's a place of victory? I believe it this morning. I've experienced it. To preach deliverance to the captives and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised. That's what the Lord came to do. That's what the gospel came to do. And the more that I can, the more that I can have healing in my life, the more that I can be what God is calling me to be and inhabit the places, the greater hope it offers to the lost and dying world around about us. Lord, help us today to look beyond the surface of people and see the need. I believe Jesus did that. He looked beyond the rough exterior. He looked beyond all those sins. That woman that was taken in adultery. He knew she had some needs in her life. And He wanted to minister to those needs. Lord, help us today. Thank you for your attention. Pray for me.